in Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Let us start from Tana Rabbanim. Tana Rabbanim, Ibnei Ma'omru Anshe Mishma Mutorim Lishteis Yayim Beleilais Avaloi Beyomim. Shema Tichpa Davoid Al Anshe Beisot. Anshe Mishma, theoretically, this is not their day to do Avoidim. As a pecan, they are not permitted to drink wine by day, and they're permitted by night. Is Shema Tichba Davoid Al Anshe Beisov, V'yavoyu V'yisayeyo Lohem. So they're also to drink wine by day, because they have to, that they have to make sure that if there'll be a need for them, they'll be available. By night, there's no need for them. The base of is sufficient. So Mamel, then the Anshe Mishma are permitted to drink wine. Mibnei ma'omru anshe beisov loy bayem v'loy balaylo. Mibnei shehin asukim tomid ba'avoide. Because they're busy side by day and side by night to do the avoide. So they have to be available to do the avoide. It's mikan omru. It's from this aloche, Chazal derived. Kol koyin shemaker mishmartoi mishmeres beisov shaloy. Since we see that there's a chiyuv on a kohen, he should be available if the necessity will arise. So a kohen that's makir mishmarte mishmeres beis of shaloi, v'yedeya shaboti avoysov kvuim sham, it's also lishtei shayin koloisei hayoim. So Rashi said that this is speaking about what you see, mikan omru, midiktani hoche, dafilo anshe mishma, shalayhoyo oivdim ba'oisei hayoim klal. This is not their day. Afilo hoche, yasurim lishtei shayin. So we see it's mutal on a koyim, that he should make sure he's available if the need will arise. Is koyim bizman hazeh, so koyim bizman hazeh hamakir mishmartoim, he knows which mishmeres he comes from. And the base of Shaloi is Kvuyim, Sarashi says, Shidei about Isha base of Shaloi Oivet Bimigdosh. So he has to know that he comes from a base of that they work kavua to do avoda. Shuva mali Rabbi kavuyin. What does that mean? Kavuyin shalom is halal base of shaloi. Oh, betty obvious did avoda, but he knows that his base of didn't come this halal. There is megulu min akuna v'yedei shaloi base of shaloi lavoi. So memele. So there also, there's also lishtei shayim kaloisei hayayim, also lishtei shayim kaloisei hayayim, v'su loy chayshino, and that's this is the guy of Rash Ranshbeck, and oisei hayayim, that's enough, v'su loy chayshino, shema yibone beis amigdosh, v'tichba da avoid v'yze tzorech lavet. This is to be chayish, tuch shoshes. Maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built. That means, Api Cheshbin, his day of the Voida would be this and this Monday. So this Monday is not permitted to drink wine. Tuesday is permitted to drink wine. Why is permitted to drink wine Tuesday? Ay, Shema Tichba Da Voida. So that's Tuch Shoshes. It's Tuch Shoshes. Shema Yibona Beis HaMikdash. V'shema Tichobed, Shema V'tichba Da Voida. So two chashas you don't have to be chayish. But one chash you have to be chayish, so therefore you have to make sure that Monday I'm available because Shem Yibon Amigdash. The makir mishmartoi vein makir mishmeres beis of shaloi. If he knows which mishmeres he comes from, he's not makir mishmeres beis of shaloi, he doesn't know exactly which base of he comes from, he knows, but the base of was one of these three, but Al Kaponim, or one of these seven, but he knows that it's Kavua, but he doesn't know exactly which base of it was. Is also Lishtei Shayim, Kalo Yisei Shabbos. So then he's also the whole Shabbos, the whole week, because any of these days, it could be that Shemi Yibon HaMikdash. Einai makir mishmartoi or mishmeres beis of shaloi. What if he doesn't, he's not makir his mishmeres or mishmeres beis of shaloi? V'yedei shabotei avois of kvuim, that he does know, they're not megul, but he doesn't know exactly which one it is. It's also lishtei shayin kalashone. So then, he doesn't know which day, is the day that he has to do the avodah. So it's also lishtei shayin kalashone. Let us see Rashi. Makir mishmartoi, שיידיה איזה שבס בשונה עובדים, והיא knows which week, והיא יודעים איזה בסוף, ועכשיו אין אימקה באיזה יום בשבס עובדים. וידיה שבות יבוא סוף קבועים, עושה קלויסה שבס מספק. וכולו דרסינו וידיה שבות יבוא סוף קבועים, he knows that they're עובדים, they're קבועים to do the avodah. The main idea is about the voice of Kvim Lavid Mutalish to Shem Kalashona, like Hashina Shema Yibone Vishema Beis of Shaloi Yavdu Hayoim. He does not Bechlal if he belongs to a base of that does the avoid. But as long as he knows that he's a potential Oivit, 1-2 days in the year, whatever it is, what the Mishmaros come twice a year, so he knows he's a potential Oivit during this period. He doesn't know exactly which day, so he has to be available each day of the year, because perhaps this is his day. The Gvura Sari asks Akashe, why the Osa Kol Hashone, Lecheire Chazal tell us in Reish Hashone, the Machlokes Tanoim Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua, Penisin Nigalu, Penisin Asidin Ligoil, or Betishrei Asidim Ligoil, so it's either Nisan or Tishrei. So Lechere, if it's Shema Yibone Beis HaMikdash, so he has 2 months which he could be Chayish, maybe these are Chodshei Geule, and so that he has to be Chayish. Maybe Shema Yibone Beis HaMikdash Hayoyim, but it's not Nisan or Tishrei, so why is he also Lishtei Shayim? So the Gvura Sari says 2 tirutzim on this kash. The second teretz he says, this teretz he says in Turiyev and also Rosh Hashanah, that there's 2 eifanim of Geula. There's Be'itoi and Achishena. There's a Zman Kavua, when Mashiach will come, when he has to come, and then there's Achishena. That if Klal Yisrael will do tshuva, Hayomim B'Kodesh Yishmo, so then he can come any day. So Memele, so he says that what Chazal tell us, that B'Nissan Nigalu, or the Sidim Ligoil, or B'Tishrei Sidim Ligoil, this is in the Zman of Be'itoi. That means that Zman that there has to be a Gula, they have Shusim, they don't have Shusim, there's a Zman Kavua where he has to come, that is the Machlokes Tanoim. But there's always a possibility of Achishena, and the Zman of Achishena, so every day falls into the, is Roy Lehistapik, so therefore, it's also Lishtei Shayim. That's the second Teretz. But then he says the first Teretz, which is Moiridik Mechudishdik, he brings a Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi says that the Beis HaMikdash will be built before Mashiach will come. As I state in Yerushalmi, Agavuche, this is not like the Rambam in Hilchus Melochim. Rambam in Hilchus Melochim, Perik Yedalef, Halach Alef, says that the Melech HaMashiach Yivne Beis HaMikdosh. He brings a Yerushalmi that the Beis HaMikdosh will be built before Beis HaMashiach. So Memela, so he says, so according to that Teretz, so he says, the Kashif Ein Tzach Nishtom.
We're trying, but here's the problem, Shemi Yibona Migdosh. So Menisin Asidonly Go, that's in Gula, that's Mashiach. But the Binyan Habayis Otisnet, Shemi Yibona, the Binyan Habayis has nothing to do with Nisin Otishre. Amuyim Dika Yerushalmi, and Chayatan like the Rambam, as we mentioned in Hilchos Malachim. The Gvuras Ari is Ma'ira, another Ha'ore. It's a Mashpul, we said that if he's Makir, Beis Of Shaloi, Mishmartoi, so then the Aloch is that he only is also B'yayim, Oisei Hayayim. So Rashi asked, maybe it'll be Tichbed Avoide. You don't have to be chayish for that. That's too strange. It's like maybe Yibona Beis Hamikdash. And if it'll be also Yibona Beis Hamikdash, so who says that it'll be Tichba da Avoides? So you don't have to be chayish so much. So it seems if there are two sveikis involved, he doesn't have to be Perish Minayayim. That's what it seems. Then Rashi also says later, if he doesn't know Bechlal, that what the Avois of Kavuim, so also, so who says, Vavaita, Shemi Yibon, Lechashini Shemi Yibon, Veshemi Beis of Shaloy Yavdu Hayyim. If there's two Choshes, you don't have to be Chayish. So the Gvuras Ari asks a very Gishmaki Kasha, so he asks, if he doesn't know, but he knows Beis of Shaloy is Kavua, he knows Beis of Shaloy is Kavua, but he doesn't know which Mishma belongs to, so then he's also the whole year. So he says, yes, there's also two sveikis. There's two sveikis. Shemi Yibona Beis HaMikdash. It's one suffix. And Nafili Yibona Beis HaMikdash. Who says, I belong to the base of, which has to work today? It's also two sveikis. So why is he also Kalayim? Here in the other case, Shema Tichbad Avoide, we say it's two sveikis. You don't have to clap. Shemi Yibona Beis HaMikdash. Shema Tichbad Avoide. Hashem Beis of Shaloi is not kavua. So you say two sveikis, you're not mechuyiv to klep. You're permitted to drink wine. So why is he also kol hashana? So the Gvuras Ari answers that if you're going to say that he's mutter, because why do you say he's mutter? There's two sveikis. So it comes out, so you'll say that he's mutter to drink a whole year. Because maybe Shemelo Yibone, and if Yibone, maybe today's not my day. So you can say this during the whole year. So come out with such a cheshbin that he's drinking wine on the day that he's Icharosa to drink wine. Right? You can't say. That means if, on this Sophic, that means this Zichar, 2 days in the year, that he's not allowed to drink wine, that's for sure. So I'll say each day you're allowed to because of two sveikis. So come and you'll be matter. That will always be permitted to drink wine, and you'll be matter of him to drink wine a full on the day that he that is taki his day. So that it couldn't be matter. Masha ein kein by the other sveikis shema tichbad avoda. Who says will be tichbad avoda today? Who says bechlal I belong to a base of? So these two sveikis taki they were matter. But the suffix of which day, perhaps this is not the day I'll be over, maybe it's another day, that suffix that couldn't be matter. Because it come out, you'd be matter all the day, so come out, you think you're doing, being matter, a fulu ayay mosa. That is what the Chachamim hold. Rabbi Omer, Omer ani osa lishtais yayin lo'ilo. So Rebbe comes and says, I'll tell you, you're telling some kulis also. If it's the idea, but the voice of a mishmati, then it's also one day. And you said, I'm machma. I'm an the also lishte shayin loilom. Avo ma'ese shetakonosoi kalkolosoi. But you know his tikkun is that it is a kalkol. Let us see Rashi. Rabbi Omer, Omer ani koyinos a kloima. Ichashini l'shema yibone yeyosa l'oilom afilo hamakya mishmalte mishmeres peisei voise. You know, today is the day that you're supposed to do that voide. Vichashini l'shema yishtane seida mishmores. V'shema yavdu kulom l'chanukas abayis v'basachas. If today will be shema yibone beis hamikdosh, he says, you have to be chayish, that maybe then you don't go with the normal pattern. The Chanukah Sabai is to all do the Avodah. The first day, ain't claim a kai. The Nim says that Tzorich Lavod. Avo Ma'ese, but I won't ask them, Ma'ese, Shetakanton Kalkaloson. Tavikame Shonim, Sheloi Chosra Avodah. Many years have passed by Sheloi Chosra Avodah. The Kalkola Zu Takantoi Lishtoi Siyayim Behedye. Kashem Yibone Eloi Chayshinon. So Rebbe said that Fakir, that Kilkul that was Nimshach so long that the Beis HaMikdosh was not built till now, so that makes Arayis say that I'm not Mechuyiv to declare that today it will be built. So not Mechuyiv to be Chayish, today it will be built. So Memelus, you're permitted to drink wine. It's called Koloso Itakonoso. Omar Abaye Keman Shosu Ha'idne Kahani Chamre Kerebi. So that what all Kahanim drink wine now, that is like Rebbe. They hold like Rebbe that Takonosoi Kalkolosoi. The Gurus Ari says that what we had Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, the Yom Hanef Kulayoso, because Shem Yibone Beis HaMikdosh, and they'll say just like last year, Me'ikar Adin, you're permitted to eat in the morning when there's no Beis HaMikdosh. But they said in Yom HaNeif also, Shem Yibone Beis HaMikdosh, and they'll say just like last year, we ate in the morning Chodosh, so we'll eat this year also Chodosh. They want to differentiate that last year there was no Beis HaMikdosh, this year there's a Beis HaMikdosh. So L'chayre they answered, They asked Chodosh, the first day Chalamoid, Al Tachshash of Shem Yibon HaMikdosh. So he says that's not like Rebbe Take. According to Rebbe, they wouldn't make such a gzera, just like they didn't make a gzera, you're not allowed to drink wine. Shem Yibon HaMikdosh. There's another mahalach in the Gemara there that Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai holds it's also Me'ikar Adin. To Advan Bechlau, that the whole day you're not allowed to eat Chodosh. So that's how Rabbi will say Pshat in this Takona, Hiskin Bedorash. Zok the Gemara weiter. Let us see what is one Taisvis, Yedei Shabbat Yavosh of Kvum Lasham, Osa Lishtes Yayin, Perish Osa Lishtes Yayin, Chutz Lisudosai. Avo besudosai muter de yayin shebesei chasuda einay meshachas. So this is a psachidish, that the isosh di yish yayin is only shaloi b'shasuda it is muter. Zog the Gemara weiter. Anshei mishmo v'anshei maimed asurim l'saper u'lechabes. U'bachmishim mutorim nekveid ha-shabes. My time, what is the reason that they're also l'sape, l'chabes? Omer Rabbe Barbachon, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, k'day shele yikonsu l'mishmartom k'shehim minuvolem. That they shouldn't enter the mishmo, that means he's to come Shabbos for the, he's to come out of Shabbos already, they started doing the Avodah Shabbos, that they shouldn't come minuvolem, and they'll always have in mind that they'll take a haircut during the week. So therefore they asked them to take a haircut during the week. Because Memela is so therefore they'll be mistapa before they come. We'll come back to this halacha soon. Tana Rabbana, Melech mistapa b'chol yay. A Melech took a haircut every day. Kayin Godel me'erev Shabbos la'erev Shabbos. Kain hedyet achas l'shloishim yayim. Melech mistape b'chol yayim maitayme. Omer Rababe bar Zabda omakro melech b'yof yoy sechzena inecho. Zadini has to want us to see the beauty of the melech. And the yofi of a person is vaisto, is the day that he takes a haircut, is b'yofi sechzen einecha. Toyin godu me erev Shabbos la erev Shabbos. My time, Omar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchok, hoyu u'mishmoreis mishatsheis. That each week a new mishmah used to come erev Shabbos. And it could be the people in the new mishmah did not see the Kohen Gadol. This will be their first opportunity to see the Kohen Gadol. So they have to see the Kohen Gadol, which should make an impression on them. She has to look nice. Their impression of the Kohen Gadol has to be a pleasing impression. So therefore, every Erev Shabbos, the Kohen Gadol took a haircut that he should look presentable and to the new Mishmah that's coming to do the Avod. Kohen had yet achas l'shloishim yoy minolo, osi pera pera minosa. We learn that Agzeire Shove, Pera pera minos. Siv ocho. It says a pasuk in Yecheskel, v'roisham lo yigaleichu, u'pera lo yishaleichu. So let's see the end of the pasuk. U'pera lo yishaleichu, that they should not have a gidul pera. U'siv osom kodesh yie gadol pera saroishoy. That a nozer has a gidul pera. So what is a gidul per? Is malo holon shloishim. So a shloishim yom is called a gadol per. Avkan shloishim. So here also it's 30 days. So a gidul per is 30 days. Benoze gufen minolo. How do you know that a noze is 30 days? The gadol per of a noze is 30 days. Oma Rav Masne Stam Nezireis Shloishim Yoy. Because a Stam Nezireis Shloishim Yoy Minolon, Oma Kro Yiyah Begematria Tlosen Ha. Because Kodesh Yiyah is 13. Before we go further, let us see Rashi. Shehen Menul Volim Shloiyu Seimchem, they should not be Seimach Al Yoyim Echad Mimei Shabbos. They be saying on one of the days of the week, and they won't take a haircut on the previous Shabbos. Mistaper bechol yoim mitzvah. There's a mitzvah on the melech to be mistaper bechol yoim. Me'erev Shabbos la'erev Shabbos v'lo yishe milegaleich yoisa. He should not wait more than a week. Why? Oilu mishmoris mechschatshois bechol Shabbos v'Shabbos. When they see him, that should be their impression of him. They should see him be yoif yoy with his yoifi. Zok the Gemara weiter. Amalei Rav Poppe Labai. Vidilme hochi koma rachmone, loy lirbu klau. Now, if we're going to learn this Gemara kipshutai, so the Gemara means maybe he shouldn't grow any hair at all. L'chayr the kasha should be that he should take a haircut every day. Loy lirbu klau. We'll come back to this Gemara also. Omalei, so he answered him, Mihavik siv lo yishalchu pera kidek amrit. If it would say lo yishalchu pera kidek amrit, ashted siv a pera lo yishalechu, pera lahevi, shiluchi hu deloy lishalchi. So it seems like this. If it would say lo yishalchu pera, then you're right. And then you have a very good kashim leilir buklau leyishalchu pera. But since it says pera lo yishalechu, so then it would seem from the posig pera lehevi. So it should be a growth of 30 days. It could be a growth of 30 days. Abo lo yishalechu, don't make it more than 30 days. But till 30 days, you're permitted to have a gidul pera of 30 days. Now, before we see Rashi, let us see the third and fourth Tosfos. Koyin Gozel Mistapim Erev Shabbos L'Erev Shabbos V'Koyin Hedyit Echad L'Shloishim Perish Sheini Yochil L'Hashos Yosa. He cannot wait more than 30 days. V'Hai D'Komar B'Somoch Hashtadach Sif Pera Lo Yishaleichu Pera Lehevi, that it should be 30 days. Perish lehevi at shloishim yom im yirtze. It could be 30 days. Not it has to be 30 days. He could have a gidul per until 30 days, but lo yishalecha shouldn't be more than 30 days. Takes a haircut before tovi yolo broch. So the Gemara asked, lo yilir buklal. It shouldn't grow at all. Perish vafilu adlam ed yom. So the Gemara asked Akasha that it shouldn't grow at all. So he shouldn't be able to have a growth till 30 days. Because, im kein zeir shove de pera lomoli, frekt ach toisves. So if you say it's not permitted to grow 30 days, leilir buklau, so we have a zeir shove. Pera means it shouldn't grow. Well, we have a zeir shove. Pera means 30 days, not something it shouldn't grow. It shouldn't grow 30 days. So what's your kasha? Yesh loimah, the shema reitze loimah, leilirbu ad lamed yoim, ele yigalach b'choftes. Oh. So now, Taisvi says, that the Gemara's kasha was not, zikha, pera means 30 days, but the shayla is hagilam shatan the posik. The Gemara wanted to save shatan the posik. It says by the Kahanim, Upera lo yishaleichu, that means that it should never come to a darge of pera. It shouldn't be a 30-day growth. So it should be a 29-day growth. So the Gemara says, if it would say lo yishaleichu pera, so then you're right. It shouldn't be a 30-day growth. It should be less than, it should be a 29-day growth. But since it says, Upera lo yishaleichu, means pera to heavy, it could be a 30-day growth. Don't make it more than a 30-day growth. So Tosfos is saying pshat in the Gemara that the Gemara's kasha was not that he's not permitted that it should grow. Should it grow? It says pera. But the Gemara's kasha was it shouldn't grow till 30 days. That was the Gemara's kasha. So let us see the lashon of Gemara. The Gemara asked the kasha. The Gemara asked. So what's the title of Lirbu Klal? It shouldn't grow at all. So how can you say the Gemara's kasha was how do you say Miyashiv Lirbu Klal? So the Bach says over here that according to Taisves, Loigoras Milas Klal. Taisves says Moichik. According to the Teretz, you're not Goras Klal. There's a chap of the Cheshik Shleime, he brings from his brother that this klal is a grais, kol lamed. Loi lirbo, it shouldn't grow, kol lamed. That's pshat in the Gemara's kasha. That means he has to cut it by the 29th day. She don't have to say it's a grais. Klal is a grais tak, it is missing a space. That's how the Cheshik Shleime brings down, loi lirbo, kol lamed. Now, let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Leilir buklau. Elo, now, the way Rashi is, Elo yistapru b'chol yoyim. So, l'chayre, Rashi is saying, the way Tosfos understood pshat in the kasha, yistapru b'chol yoyim. D'hochi mashme, the pera dahainu shloishim lo yishaleichu. It shouldn't be 30 days. Elo yigaleichu. So the Marav Ranchenberg says he doesn't understand Rashi. There's two problems. First of all, Rashi seems to say the way Tosfos understood in the kasha, elo yistaplu b'chol yoyim. So that means the kasha is they should take a haircut each day. So it says pera. So, and then Rashi then Gufa says pshat, Und da hoch ihm machst mir peren eine Schleusch im Leuisch Aleichel. So that's like Teisus Terz. It shouldn't be 20, 30. It should be 29. So how does the beginning of Rashi fit with the end of Rashi? So the Menachem Eishiv Nefesh makes a very interesting grace over here. Then it's Shalom Yisrael. That Bechol, it's not Beis Chof Lamed, it's Beis Chof Tes. And now the Rashi will flow. Ela Yistapru Bechof Tes Yoim. Like Taisu said in the Teret, that Shab the Gemara's Kasha, Loi Lirbu, we'll say like the Cheshish Kleimah, Loi Lirbu Kol Lamed, that it shouldn't grow for the 30 days. Ela Yistapru Bechol, Bechof Tes Yoim, Bechof Tes Yoim, they should be Mistapru Bechof Tes Yoim. Doch im Asher Peradainu Shloishim lo yishaleichu. Elo yigaleichu. Shluch yilei mishalchi. Och im Asher Peresh Godlu. If this Pera ready, ain't reshoim legadoloit. Now let us, I saw the Pesach Inayim brings from the Raivit two kashas. Bekitzer, we have over here that a Kohen Hedyet the Kohen Hedyot it says in the Posik that he's permitted to have a growth, a 30-day growth. He's not, but it shouldn't be more than 30 days. So he brings the Raivit asked two kashas. One kasha the Raivit asked, we learned before that the Anshei Mishmo were also the Saper. They answered that they're not allowed to take a haircut the week of the Mishmo. They have to take a haircut before. Kedei shelo yikonsul mishmartom ksheheim menuvolim. That they shouldn't be menuvol. So, effectively, the Raivit, what is it talking about over here? L'cheiret speaking about, If it's after 30 days, so you don't need a takon over here. There's a nisa deraisa. He's not allowed to do the avodah. So al kocher is speaking about it's before the 30 days. So he's not a manuvel. What kind of manuvel is he? He's not a manuvel bachlau. So what's the problem over here? Number one. And number two, the Raivit asks, they made a takone, but he can't take a haircut till Thursday. So yes, what'll be the din if the 30th day falls out on Monday? So what happens? He can't take a haircut till Thursday. There's an issa deraisa that he has to have, he's not allowed to have more than gidul or pera. These are the two kashas that the Raivit asks, and the Pesach Hanayim brings that the Tesis HaRosh said as follows. That Chazal say he shouldn't be a menuvel, that means, really, Chazal mean as follows. Yitzicha speaking about Teich Shloishim Yoyim. It's speaking about Teich Shloishim Yoyim. The Korilei menuvel, the Be'inin Sheyikoneis B'yoyf Yoyim. Means Chazal didn't, that when Chazal said menuvel, you have to take this with a grain of salt. They wanted when he starts the avodah, a haircut should have been taken. That's the yoifi of a person. Sheyikones biyoifi. So they said that means, so if he feels comfortable after 25 days of not taking a haircut, he feels comfortable. But after 28 days, he feels a little uncomfortable. So whoever have a minute, so the Baal will start the Mishma, it's only 25 days. And during this week, he'll take a haircut. Chazal didn't want it. Chazal wanted that you should be nichnas b'yoyfyoy. Maybe you should take a haircut before you start the avoider. And if not, we'll cancel you. But, he says, if the 30th day falls out during that week, he says, there's no shaila, there was no knas whatsoever, then he's zichem b'chuyiv to take a haircut. That's what the Tosfos HaRosh says pshat. Now let us see the Tosfos, the second Tosfos. ובחמישי מותרים מני כבוד השבץ. מי טיים פרש, מי טיים אין הכהנים מותרים לסטאפה, אלא דווקא בחמישי בשבץ. ואוני מטה חמישי בשבץ, כדי שלא יקונסו למשמו כשהן מנובל. פרש. ולא ימתינו, that they were either unable to wait, עד יום אחד בימי השבוע הבא, but they shouldn't wait till the next week. ויסתפרו קודם שיכנסו למשמרת. ואם לא יסתפרו קודם, because if they won't be מסתפר, יהיו אסורים כל השבוע הבא, עד יום החמישי, and by taking away the opportunity of being מסתפר to יום החמישי, מתאר זה שעושה לספר כל השבוע הבא, יסתפר קודם שיכנסו למשמרתם ולא יהיו מנובלו. Lestais veshluchi lai mishalchu yoyser mishloishim yoy. Not allowed to have a gidl of pera more than 30 days. Frag the Gemara. Yehochi, so oi bezoid is a posik that tells us the pera loy yishalechu. A posik is telling us ilches kehanim that they're not permitted to have a gidol of more than 30 days. Ihochi afilo heidna nami. So, Mela, this is a din, this is a posik, that they're not to have a gidol of more than 30 days. So nowadays also, every kohen should make sure to take a haircut. It shouldn't be more than a 30-day growth on his head. So the Gemara says, Dumye deshtuya yai. There's a hekish in the posik. The Pasuk is Makkah, it says in the Pasuk, they're not allowed to drink wine also. They're not allowed to have a gidl, more than a gidl pera, they're not allowed to drink wine. Is mashtu yayin bizman biyahuda osa. The whole iser of shtu yayin is only when they're doing the avoide. Shaloi bizman biyashori. Afochinami, some amela heroes. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Ihochi, kivin de mikro mafkes lo. It's a posik that a kohen is not permitted to have a growth of more than 30 days. Ha'idna nami lo l'shalchu, mishani ki yayin, dum yedi yayin. Tachsiv b'somoch lahai, upera lo yishalechu, v'yayin lo yishtu kol kohen. It says, as is a hekesh, gidlu pera to shtiyas yayin. Ma yayin b'zman b'yehudos, and the iser of yayin is not every time. תחסיב בבויום אל החוצר, בזמן שבייס המקדש קיים, שבויים שום לעבוד, when they're coming to do the avoid, then they say, ביין לא ישתו כל כוי. שלא היא בזמן בי, כגוין העידנו, שבא יסחורת, ולא היא זמן בי יהי, so ממילא, there's no issue of שתי ישיים, so ממילא, there's no issue בזמננו, of גידל פר. פרק דגמורם, Basanya, we learned in the previous Baraisa, Rabbi Yomer, Oymani, Kahanim Asum Lishtishayin Lo Ilam. Rabbi said that all Kahanim, theoretically, are also Lishtishayin Lo Ilam. We should be Bechayish, Shema Yibona Amigdosh, and we have to be Chayish, maybe the first day of the Chinuch Avoida will be done with all Mishmores. So Mamela, there's no one that is secure that he will not be needed today to do the Avoida. But Rabbi said, but you know what the tikkun is of the Kahanim? The tikkun is that since the Binyan Habayis was Nimshach till now, it's known to be Chayish of Shema Yibona HaMikdash. But Omar Rabbi, Kiman Shosu Ha'idna Kahani Chamret, so Habayis said, so this is the smach that the Kahanim drink wine bismaneinu, because the same as the Rebbe, holding a Rebbe, that you have to be chayish, of Shema Yibona HaMikdash. Michlal, Vaista Chois de Rabbona, Nosri, that according to the Rabbona, the same as the Rebbe, the Vaista is according to the Rabbona, it's also, we are chayish, my time in Meheri Yibona Beis HaMikdash, Be'inin Koin Haroi Lavoide, Pileke, so Memeles, according to the Chachamim, so just like they're not allowed to drink wine, so should not be allowed to have a gidl pera of more than 30 days, Kreshem, Yibon, the Beis HaMikdash. So the Emerson, the way the Gemara asks the Kashif, from a diuk, Diuk, according to Rebbe, it's Mutter, according to Chama Mitzosa, the Baraisa says Klo before, that it's Osa, Maki Mishmalti, Maki Mishmeres Beisov, so it's also, it's he's also the whole week, or he's also the whole year, it says Klo, that's a Chachomim Machayla Kal Rebbe. So the Shaila is, why did the Gemara have to bring a Diuk from the safe of the Baraisa? The Baraisa in the Reisha says Klo, that's a Chachomim Kal Rebbe. So that Rashi Stelzer. So Rashi says, Vosanyi Rebbe Oimer Ani, Vomer Abayim, Chlal de Rabbananos, Ridach Hashinu L'Shem Yibod. So Rashi says, Omotzi Nami Maisi Reisha de Braise. Vibnei Ma'omru An Shem Mishma. The Gemara could have brought the Reisha of the Braise that says, Klo, and then Vechulu, and then it says later, that I bezoi mikan omru, that makir es mishmore, and those that is also b'yayim. I see save, but loshin tzore, but I can name mechlal der bananos. But the Gemara didn't want to bring the reisha, the Gemara just put the seifa and the dik from the seifa that are according to the Chachamim Mitzosa, and memele, so that's the kasha. So just like it is also, according to the Chachamim, for every kohen to drink wine the whole year, so who had then it should be Yosef for every kohen to have a gidl pera also the whole year. And for the Gemara, Efsher, Roche Efsher the Misape Vail. So the Gemara says, no, there's no problem. Yibona Beis HaMikdosh. So he'll take a haircut and go and do the Avodah. So Memele, so there was no reason that they should ask him to have a Gidl more than a Gidl Pera. Because of Yibon Beis HaMikdash, he could be misaken it. Frech the Gemore, Ihochi, Shose, Yayin, Nami. So why do you ask him to drink wine? Efshe, the Goni Putos, take a small nap. Vayu. And Fakert and the nap will revive himself. He'll revive himself with the nap, and he'll be able to do that void. Kederomi barab, the Omar Romi barab, derech mil. If a person walks a distance of a mil, or veshine koshu, or a small nap, mefigin esayay. So Fakert, so the intoxicating effects of the yayin fall away. It deadens these effects, and so he's not called the Shosu Yayin. So what's Pshat? So why did they ask her to drink wine? There's also an Eitzer. So the Mor says, Lav Meitma Lo Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav Baravu Elo Yishon Ol Kshishosu Shiravis. That when does a small nap help if he only drank a revius of wine, so a small nap will take care of that revius. Avol shosa yoisim a revius, but if he drank more than a revius. So these two eitzes are not helpful. Mafaker, they make it worse. Kol shken shederich matridosei vishino mishakartoi. Doesn't deaden the wine. Mafaker, it makes them more shikya, more torah. So memele, so lecheret comes out, and that's what the Gvur Sari says, lemaise. So it comes out, but al koponim, that what the chachomim asa to drink wine, that's more than the revius. Comes out, I mean, Taisa says, betei chasuda, for more than the revius is muta. And shaloi besei chasuda, al koponim, only more than the revius is also. A revius, they didn't ask him, because if he only drank a revius, he could, there's an eitzer that he could go nipute, and it's mefig the yai. Zogt Rashi, ke rebi, ho rabon ameser osre, filo shaloi bizman biye, mishani, my time, vahoch, my time, it rutsi, kloima, the time of my gosa rabon am biyai, shema yibone, Avagabi Pirui Reish Legozu, the Efshe, the Mistapa Miyad. I feel like it's Yibone, or will take a haircut right away. Vahodarayla Beis HaMikdash LaAvoide. Be able to do the Avoide. So the Gemara says, so he has an Eitza by Shtiyash Yayin, also Darach Mil Vashina Koshu. So the Gemara says, more than Rabbis Vashina Mishakrosoi. Vahai Shinoi Ika. And that is the difference, Bahach, So the Menachem Eshe Mevi says meho. So that's the difference between wine and gidl pera. Wine more than a revius, you can't be misaken it. But over here, he grew more hair, so he could be misaken it. He takes the haircut and he's real avoid. Mechlal de Rabbonon Osri, Taisvis, Peresh Mechlal de Rabbonon Osri, Lishte Shayim, Mishim Zisham Yibon Beis Amigdash, Obin and Koin Roy Lavoida Veleke, Mishani Efsher de Mesapa Vail, Israel Lavoida, I'll take a haircut, Israel Lavoida. Bin and Kainam Roy Lavoida Veleke, so, yeah. Vim Taima, that's why you're not allowed to drink wine. So Memele, so that's what they did. The Chum did ask them to drink wine. Now Kaponim, the Gidl Per is not a problem. That was the first teretz of the Gemara. So the Gemara weiter. Rav Ashi Yoma, Rav Ashi said a second teretz. Shesue Yayin, the Mechali Avoide Gozrubu Rabon. Ashi Yoma. Shesuye yayin the mechali avoide gozru bo rabot. If a person shosu yayin, he'll do the avoide in a matzav of shosu. So it's mechalo the avoide gozru bo rabot. Tulei roi shplei mechali avoide le gozru bo rabot. But a purei roi, a person who has a gidl pera, another teretz. Not the teretz is because you can chap a rain with a haircut. No, there's no such thing of a haircut. But but not mechalo davoide. So since the not mechalo davoide, le gozru bo rabon. So the Gvura Sari asked, what pshat Rav Ashi? I mean, if the problem is you need a koyin a roi lavoide, that means that a koyin has to make sure that he's available when the need will arise. That's the whole sugya. So therefore, you're not allowed to drink wine today. Maybe you'll be needed today to do the avodah. That's, so Rav Ashi said, so that was the Gemara's kasha. So, not permitted to be Megadlo Pera also. Maybe you'll be needed today and you're not available if you'll be Megadlo Pera. So Rav Ashi said, but it's not Mechalo Davodah. So, in fact, the Gvura Sri says, not Mechal Avoide. But is he available yet? He's not available. I mean, you can't do the Avoide. What's the clue? You're Mechal Avoide. Not Mechal Avoide. If the criteria is that, Be'ine Kahani Maruyim La Avoide, so he's not Royal Avoide. So the Gvura Sri says that Rav Ashi is Chilek on the Gemara before. Rav Ashi holds that when is there an Inyan of Kahanim, being a Kahanim Arui Levoide, he says, that was when there was a Beis Hamikdash Kaim, and the Nei HaMishma were not permitted to drink wine, because even though it's not their day today, but the Voide is being done, Shem Batichbad Alein Avoide, so you have to make sure you're available to, if there'll be a need for you, that to do the avoide. Kahanim aruyim l'avoide was only applicable bizman habayis when the avoide was being done. So then you have to make sure that you're available to do the avoide if there'll be a need for your assistance. He says now that after the churban habayis, this union of koyin aroi l'avoide b'chlal is not, there's no, it's achshash takin, it's achshash shemi yibonah hamikdash, but the shemi yibonah hamikdash, the reason you have to be, the reason that you're not allowed to drink wine is not because you have to be available. No, there was another chash. The chash was, it brings a similar chash to Gemara. And you may mention such a chash, that the chash was, Dilme Yibone, Vagav Chavives Ho Avoide Mikri Vaovdi. The chash was a different chash. Not that they'll need you, but the chash is maybe, imagine the first day the Beis Hamikdash is built, and Kahanim will have the opportunity to do the Avoide, is Dilme Mikri Vaovdi. Maybe they'll go and do the Avoide, not realizing that they're not allowed to do the Avoide. That's what Chazal were afraid of. So he says, if that's the case, so then it depends. So, if there'll be Mechalel the Avoide by Mikri Vaovdi, so then Chazal said, so we can't afford such a mistake. You'll be Mechalel the Avoide. So therefore, they said, Shtuye Yayin, which is Mechalel the Avoide. So you're not allowed to drink wine the whole year. Meshem Yibona Beis HaMikdosh HaMemele. And if you'll be drinking wine in Shema Mikri Vaovdi, you might go and do the Avoide. You'll be Mechalel the Avoide. So therefore, you have to make sure that you're not a potential Mechalel Avoide. Masha Ein Kein, Gadol Pera, which is not Mechalel the Avoide, if you'll do it, Yoiva Nisa, but, and that Chazal never made a takone that you're mechuyev your whole life not to be Megadol Pera, because maybe Shem Yabona Beis HaMikdash might come to do a Nisa. And that they weren't Geyser. They were only Geyser. Shtume Mikri Vaovdi V'yishchalo La'avoid. What does Rashi say? Shesuye yayin de mechale avoide, tersiv yayin v'sheich al teisht, v'somach le lahamdol bein ha-kodesh bein ha-chol bein avoide kedusha le-mechuleles, di ovad avoide shosu yayin chilo. Pluye roish leksiv bei chilo. Here the Menachem Eish Mevis makes a gist, nire de loy chilo. Doesn't say Beferish is Mechalo, so it's not Mechalo. If it's not Mechalo, so Memele, so therefore, there was no Gzeira Dilma Mikri Viot. Rek the Gemore, Meis, Veyales, Kakash, and Ravashis. Ravashis is telling us, Ayesod, that Pruei Roish, and not Mechalo, da boy, the Meis, Vey, Vey, Lushahin, Bemisim, Shesuye Yayin the Chayiv Misa Bidei Shemayim. If they did avoid it, Shesuye Yayin the Pruye Roish. Like the Gemara Bishloim is Shesuye Yayin Behed Yiksibu. Yayin V'Sheich Al Teisht. And then it says later, V'Loi Samusu. So V'Aistachoyis, that if they do drink wine, the Chayiv Misa Bidei Shemayim. El Pruye Roish Minolon. So the chsiv, so you have to say, the pasuk is in Yecheskel, v'roi shem lo yegaleichu per, lo yeshaleichu, v'chsiv ba'asrei v'yayin lo yishtu, kol koyin bevoyim alachotzer apnimis, v'iskish peru eiroi shlishtu yeyayin, mashtu yeyayin b'mise, ah peru eiroi sh b'mise. So the whole, if the Mishnah says, that the chayiv misa b'day shemayim, so kol choch, we learn this out because it's a hekesh pruye roish tishtuye yayin. Oy bezoy, if there's a hekesh, mash shesem b'misa pruye roish b'misa, umino, imash tuye yayin de mechale yavoyde, a pruye roish de mechale yavoyde. Emphati gemore, loy, ki iskish lemisu de iskish avalachule avoide loy iskish. The Goyin in Sanhedrin says that, you know, we hear on the side the Gemara in Sanhedrin that doesn't say this. The Gemara says kasha, but he says, but the Goyin brings down in the Masechtas Tainis, the Gemara said a different teretz. So what is the teretz that Moshe that says in our Gemara? The Gemara, the Ravashi answered, that is true. There is a hekish between Pruei Roish and Shestuye Yayin. And that's how I know that Pruei Roish is Chayiv Misa B'Day Shemayim if they did the Avoide. But the Hekish is only for Chayiv Misa B'Day Shemayim. the Hekish does not apply for Chilul Avoid. So Bemison is a Bissel Modne and Hekish Lamachze. Let's go a little further. Oma Lei Ravina Le Ravashi. So Ravina told Ravashi, Oma Kami Da Osa Yecheskel Man Omro. The Chedush Aran and Sanhedrin wants to say Mahalach Ravina really wanted to help out Ravashi over here. He told them, he says, this posik that it says that Pelui Roish is not permitted to do the Avoide, Mikami Dosi Yecheskel Man Omre. Oma Leivu L'Taimeich, Oda Oma Rav Chizde, Dover Zer Mitoiros Moishe Loi Lomadnu, Midivre Kabor Lomadnu. Kol Beneicho Aral Leiv. Aral Boso Lo Yovei Al Mikdoshi, and it means, doesn't say L'Shosein, it means also to do Avoide. So it says that an oral is also to do avoide. Homekami da osa yecheskel, man omro. It also has the same kasha. So when before yecheskel, what was the din? Ela gemore gomilo, va osa yecheskel, va asmecha akro. That means it was aloha la moisha mi sinai before that an oral is not permitted to do the avoide. Va yecheskel is asmecha akro. Ochenami gemore gomilo, va osa yecheskel, va asmecha akro. That means you asked Akasha before Yecheskel, how did we know that a Pruei Roish is also to do the Avoid? So he says that Yecheskel didn't say Chedushim. There was a Loch Lemoish in Messina. But also Yecheskel and Asmachai Akro. Is Ki Gemiri Haloche Lemise Lachuli Avoide Loi Gemiri. So Memelus of Emes, and this is the teretz now to the previous kash. He says the kash was, listen, if there's a hekish and hekish lemachze, that was really the problem on Ravashi. That was the Gemara's kash. The Gemara's kash was that just like al kochach, I learn out misa that ruhi roish is chay misa b'day shemayim from the hekish, so learn out that's mechal lovaid also from the hekish. And he had said, no, loiki iskish lemisu de iskish avlochuli avoide lo iskish, which was a very modne, that the hekish is only for this and not for this. We have a clown hekish lemachse. So now the Gemara comes out, that means bishloim, if the limud would be from Yecheskel, so then there's a kashas. All limud is from Yecheskel and the hekish lemachse. The limud is not from Yecheskel. There was a loch lemoshe misinai. This whole pasuk in Yecheskel is also Yecheskel va'asmachei akro. So we have to figure out what the halacha l'moshe misini was to begin with. So the halacha l'moshe misini was only that it's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim and it's not mechal olav oideh. And the asmachei akro was that it's similar in this nekud and not in this nekud. Let us see Rashi. The Eilu Shabemisa Bidei Shemaim Bemesecha Sanhedrin Beilehin and Nisrofe. Shtuye Yain Bemisa Sibayim Shech Altesh Bevayachim Alei Almoid Bilei Simusa Dainem Misa Bidei Shemaim Bidelek Siv Yumas Moma Bishloim Ochir Sinem Inom Mash Suye Yain Mechale Yavoide Aplei Roish Mechale Yavoide Kashe Loi Gores. That Gores that the mom lies with a kash like the mom says in Sanhedrin. Now Rashi goes to the end of the sugi. Gmir aloche lemise, gmiri aloche lemise, lachuli avoide loy gmiri. There's no aloche l'mosh mesina that's mechalad avoide. Mechalad avoide, now Rashi is going back. Mechalad avoide, chulun hi kol avidosei she'ovad, vayshisli yayayim. Ah, perui roish avidosei mechulelest, lachol mili iskish. But yufde, the Ravashi doma pului roish loy mechali avoide. Rav Chizde, perik sheini desvochem, vikoboy hosom. Koyin oru shameisu ochiv machmas mile mahu. He says, Rashi held, if it's not meisu ochiv machmas mile, so he's a benecho. It's not kumais. If the meizid, if the mazit he wasn't mal himself, so Mamela so then he's possible it's called Benechel, Nisnaka Maisa Blovishabashamay. So that's why Rashi says it's speaking about Shemesu Ochiv Machmas Mila. That Shemesu Ochiv Machmas Mila. So what's the din of he's permitted to do the boy? The Bamarav Chiz, the Orolev, Oral Bosos, or Bosos coming to tell us, I feel he's not an Orolev. I feel he's a tzaddik, he's also possible because he's an Oru. Hilchas Gemirilami Sinai. Zoktoises. Dovel Zemiteris Moshe Loilo Madnu. So that what an Oru is also, we learn out, but with Kabbalah Lo Madnu. Yeah, we in Toima, for Toisvis, Nelef Mikal Vachoyma. That's, why do you need a Posek to tell me that an Orel is Posel Avoide? Make a Kal Vachoyma, Ba Bal Mum Shemuta Bachilas Kochim, Kidda Dashinim and Mesechus Kedushim, Vekish Mekadish, Vachol Minchas Machvas, Vachol Macheshes Lekahanim Yeh Ishka Ochiv. So we learn out Ishka Ochim that Afila Balmum is Mukta Bachilas Kochim. Afila Ochi Balmum Osa Lavid Avoidim is Oru. She Osa Bachilas Kochim and Oru, that's also Bachilas Kochim. The Dashina Perika Oru Bigzeri Shavat Aishavisocha Mi Pesach the Oru Osa Boy. Ein Aydin She Osa Lavoidim. So the Melin. So let's learn that a kal vachomer from a balmum. Madach a balmum. That's also bachile. That is muta bachile. Is posel avoidem. Is oru. That's also lachile. Vadigvis is posel avoidem. V'yesh. Why do you need this posel? L'chamesh mesine. V'shloime decholo yechiyach. She'enai oichel bekotshim. A cholo is not oichel bekotshim. Afilohochi kosher la'avoida, acholol is kosher la'avoida, achodoma perka oimer, medersiv, borech Hashem, cheloi upoyal yodov tirtze, de mashma afilu, chelo means afilu chulen shel boy, afilu that means a coin that was nishalo, hu roitze ba'avoidosu. So Memela Sotaisa says, if you're going to learn how to kalvochimer, Orl von Balmum shall say cholo yachiyach. That cholach is also bachile, and it's meratze, it's avoidus meratze. So Mameli can't learn, so maybe Orl is also the same thing. Inami mi Balmum leimotzi yalev. You can't learn out from a Balmum. The ika lemifrech, and this kalbochoyma, What are you saying? So, madach abalmum, that's muta bachiles, also b'avoidim. Oru, that's also bachile, but it's also b'avoid. So I say, no, the psul of balmum is bigger than the psul of oru. Why? I'll say, mal abalmum, shekain also boy krevim kemakrivim. The psul of mum does not only apply on the makrivim, on the kahanim, it also applies on the dvorim hanikrovim, shekol hakrevim psulim shehim balim mumim, kemoi hamakrev. So you see the psul of balmum is such a chomodik psul that it also applies on the dvorim hanikrovim. Taimel ba'oru shloyosu boi krevim kemakrevim. The ma'ol is shayich b'behemet. By behemet is no din olis. So my mail is the psul of Orul is a gringer psul than the psul of Balmum. So therefore you can't learn out Orul from Balmum. Shesuya yain the machale avoide, shesiv yain the sheikh of alteish, lahabdul bein akedush uvein achir.